The Australian Institute of Sport is undergoing a restructure that its director is calling painful but necessary. The aim is to have more Australians winning medals. Jonathan Hare has been finding out what it involves.
The Australian Institute of Sport is set for a major shake-up. In an email sent to AIS staff obtained by the ABC, Director Peter Condy writes,
"This process is absolutely necessary for the AIS to play its leadership role within an effective high-performance sports system and to regain its position as a world leader."
The Community Public Sector Union is set to hold talks with the AIS later today. Beth Vincent-Peach is the union's deputy secretary.
What we know is that there has been an independent review, and as a result, there is going to be wholesale changes that are going to have a very heavy impact for the Institute of Sport. We know that jobs are going to be lost. What we also know is that management are handling this situation quite badly, in the union's opinion, because people aren't really being told the full picture. It looks like 40 jobs are likely to go, but there'll be a whole lot more people in those jobs who will have to fight for a position in the new organisational structure.
Attached to Mr. Condy's email were PowerPoint slides which outlined some of the desired changes. The new strategy would see the AIS transition from being science and services dominant to balancing science, applied innovation, people development and athlete welfare. The High Performance Agency would also become less Canberra-centric and more nationally inclusive, partnering with leading universities around the country to develop on sport priorities. The email also outlines performance criteria, which define success as Australians constantly winning medals at major international events. It wants Australia's medal tally to be in the top 5 to 10 at the Olympics, top 4 to 6 at the Paralympics, and top 1 or 2 at the Commonwealth Games.
Hopefully that the staff that have lost their jobs gain good jobs, and we don't lose this legacy of the excellent work that the staff and the Institute's done over the last 30 years.
That's Professor Aaron Coutts from the University of Technology Sydney, who specialises in sport and exercise science. He says the restructure could be a good thing, as long as sports science and innovation don't suffer as a result.
Seems to be a more service provision focused design, which, you know, that might be better for high performance, but you know, for immediately on day-to-day servicing. However, you know, there is an important innovation hub or science that underpins that, and a lot of innovation comes from evidence, and without the science, I think there's a risk that that will be lost. However, with that, there's also a rich opportunity for others or collaboration with other people to do innovation. With the change, it's just a change, and there's other opportunities that arise from that.
Professor Coutts says the AIS isn't solely to blame for perceived poor performances at international competitions.
I think that we've exceeded above expectation for many years now on the international stage, and the Institute and the innovation was a lot to do with that. So I think that it's quite unfair to level it directly at the Institute. There's many factors, increasing competition, and there's different focuses for resources, but we still perform quite well on a world stage.
The Institute says it will make further comment once the restructuring process is complete.
Jonathan Hare.